You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. I hope you enjoyed the first hour. It will be repeated in the second hour, the third hour. I like that. Because the first hour is usually best. And the second hour usually has more callers in it. But sometimes it isn't. So on the thought of that, I want to share something with you. And maybe you want to call in on it, because I'm going to be reading somebody else's work. I have never done that before. I will quote people's work, especially when it comes to stress. It seems to be well known in the universe of man that stress kills you, and stress can also cure you if you deal with it right. So I'm going to talk to you about my daughter just a little while, because I think just what's going on with our family, in some degree, not everything, of course, but this case, you know, it's my daughter I love. Only one daughter. I've got four boys, okay? So, men, I should say. But I think it's nice to discuss this because it could be very helpful to you. And so, what the tragedies or the pains are, I have to suffer. Now, if she wants to call me, she will listen. She listens to me at night. And if she wants to call me on the radio, she's ready for an operation tomorrow. And what's the date today, David? What's the date? It's Martin Luther King Day, isn't it? I should be. Is it Martin Luther King Day? Yeah, I think it is. I should have been speaking about that. But that's about freedom again, isn't it? And that's freedom. They won their freedom with Martin Luther King, and then they lost it to the liberals and sociopaths in the big cities, the Democrats. They still have Black America still addicted to the bully. Maybe I should talk about that. Don't you think it'd be more interesting? I don't know. It's got so many things. Maybe I'll get into that just a little bit, but I think that what's going on with my family here, as far as medicine is concerned, I gave her some advice, and I will talk about that just a little bit. When I finish talking about that, I want to talk about God, man, and talk radio, how important it is for our freedom, and how you've lost half of it already. See, and that they're losing that half. Collapsing it. All the talk radio has been collapsed. Even the, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't pay, hardly pay. You just have to see that it's not flourishing so much as it was. And in 1960, I was the first person to create this format, this talk radio network, or talk radio in general. I began that. I came from Houston, and with my four kids, and then the fifth kid was born in California. The others are Texans, basically. And so I went and paid money to a small station, very tiny small station, and I started to do a 15-minute program. And for a couple of weeks, it didn't do much, and then all of a sudden, the people began to buy my records, my books, and see. And the books were just, you know, mimeographed. So that's how it was the beginning. But it became so popular that the station manager, who became my friend for life, he says, "I'll give you an hour. I'll give you the 45 minutes for free." And he kept moving me. And he sold out, and he kept moving me. And pretty soon, I began to grow. And there was no place for commercial. There was no place for commercial. No, none. 1960, I was the only person on the air saying these things. And I'm still on the air saying these things, in spite of the media. they call themselves the mainstream media. There's nothing mainstream about them scumbags. Excuse the expression. Not that all of them are that way, but the left is that way. And if you look at our country today, it's always because of them. Through them. Not just them. They're all just addicted to the forces that this the education. The education began to fall apart. And that's what I'm going to read about tonight. I'm going to give you the history of it.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, the Masters family is going through some pain. And just one of them, which is a bit interesting to you. Just one. I love my daughter. I've only got one daughter. And she's a wonderful, beautiful woman, but she began to gain weight, and she carried that weight around, and she was very successful with the husband. It was everything she touched, everything they both touched is magical, and they are very, very, very much in demand. I won't go into the business right now. It's a kind of entertainment. And going to different fairs. She has sometimes 100 people working for her, and so on and so forth. And she's had proposals for doing her cooking show, things like that. But that cooking show also made her, that cooking ability to do these things. She grew a lot of weight. I used to tell her, how many years it is, I can't remember it, 20 years. Your heart will be affected by that. But she just says, I'm all right, I'm healthy. She's still healthy, but what she's got now, in spite of what I said, she's got a valve that needs to be fixed. Otherwise, she's just fine. Otherwise, you have her blood pressure is normal. You see, but you don't need to know all the details. She's got options. She's got options to have a mechanical part put in there. And then she has the option. I don't understand how it works, but it's something from other animals that could play the part of, you know, right away. I don't know how that is, but that is one way, and the other one is you just sew it up, and it works. But the body tends to heal itself. Now here's the problem. And here's the advice I have to give my daughter, which I gave already, of course. I said the mechanical piece is no good, because you can see all the dangers of that. You're on medicine for as long as you live, and if it's a bloody war, which is going to happen soon, and so that's why you need your guns, excuse me. You're going to really need them, and we're going to take them away from you. That's the whole idea. It's nothing to do with crime, nothing to do with crime at all. There's less crime now, people buying guns, than ever before. They won't tell you that. You're dealing with dangerous creatures. They're intimidating you into submission, making you more impoverished, making everything worse while saying it's better. It's crazy, but it works. You heard me talk to a lady a little while ago. And we won't go into that. You've got to listen to the program. It'll be refed the next hour. So, but the reason why I'm saying this is that she's disturbed. I've had all the operations you can have, and there's no fear. Even though they didn't work, even though they was wrongly diagnosed, it doesn't matter. I've been through it all. I'm a whole man, complete now. Everything fell back together again. I know that the body knows, your immune system knows how to build anything. The trouble is you have so many little problems, reactions, so many little piling up that the immune system cannot keep up with it. And when it can't keep up with it, a problem occurs. And when the problem occurs, you have to have drugs. But the drugs will then become useless, because if you don't give up what's wrong with you, if you don't find out what's wrong with you, all the operations will, all they do, you can fix it, and then you live longer. And I say another word, wronger. Longer, wronger. Longer, wronger, bonger. But just remember, you live longer, wronger. You haven't touched the root. My daughter, I told her every day, every time I spoke to her, well, maybe once a week, maybe twice a week, maybe three times a month, who knows, I forget. But I told her enough, and she was happy, because she's in the food business. So it's nice to be fat. See, it's okay. People love it. They love it. She's this wonderful cook. Everybody's mouths are dribbling when she does it. And since everybody, she's funny. She's very good at what she does. However, it was not good for her. All it is, it enabled her. Success enabled that. And that's why, so now all of a sudden she gets the bad news and she's frightened. And that's not good. And she's got these choices. So she consults with her father. Under no condition, I said, I suggest under no condition you'd have a piece of machinery. You would never be able to recover there. Then you have to have drugs for the rest of your life. God knows we have a war. We've got a war coming. We've got a war coming before this. It's going to happen. It's going to be a terrible war. The worst it's ever been. Excuse me jumping in. Something makes me jump in here and makes me use this moment to warn you. You've got to get your guns. This president is not your friend. He's your adversary. Don't you understand how you can be... Listen, haven't you ever given yourself to people that you think they love you and then they screw you? Do you think it's any different? They understand. The powers that be, the powers that want to be, they understand all that. They know how to infect your children with propaganda instead of education, etc. You can see the country falling apart. And I'm going to read this to you in just a little bit, but just I got to do this part because it's very important for you to understand. Here, I'll say it again. Your body, I grew new arteries. They took pieces from me when I had my heart operation. And it's a long story. It isn't from being living a bad life. It's from being swimming in the ocean and being poisoned. And leave it at that for the time being. You haven't heard the story. But it led to a whole series of problems. And to cut here and cut there. And to... The first one was prostate. I fought operations, none of them worked. They get worse and worse and worse and worse. Taking pieces. Okay, what can I do? The years go by. Anyway, but just to tell you the heart operation, it failed. They took a vein, where an artery vein, I stripped my leg all down one side, a whole strip, and took cut the pieces and put it there instead of an artery. A mammary gland has an artery that men don't use. That could have been permanent. No, they gave me that's what happens when you get old. But he gave me a that part. David, what was that part? What was the name of the... It's terrible when you get stuck like this on the radio. Well, okay. It wasn't an artery. What's the opposite to the artery? No, what's the opposite to an artery? A vein, yes. Yes, but they put one of those in. They cut a piece up and put it in there. And it only worked for three years and lots of other problems. And those problems led to what seemed to be a next heart attack coming on. That was the bladder was filling up and crushing my kidneys against my side. And it had all the enzymes and everything. But it wasn't. When I got to the doctor, collapsed on those in sinusoidal. They couldn't find anything wrong with me, except my bladder. It couldn't function properly, but it never told me what to do after the first operation. So it never told me anything. So I was ballooning, crushed. And so several times I had to go down there. The Grants Pass wasn't any good for that. Anyway, so now I'm on the operating table again, and they're going in and looking at my heart. Can't find anything. All they see is a balloon. My blood was a balloon. And that's it. He said, there's nothing wrong with you. You can't find anything, but I've got some good news and bad news. He says, so I said, give me the bad news. He says, your bypass failed. I said, okay. What's the good news? He says, you grew 4 new arteries. I'm saying this. Another 4 new, brand new arteries. And my blood pressure, thank God. If I take it right now, maybe because I'm, you know, more uppity tonight, just a bit, because I have a lot on my plate tonight, but I do my show anyway. So what are the chances I grew new arteries instead of those veins, right? There's another word for that. I'll get it wrong, but you know what I mean. What is the chances of that? He said, well, it happens sometimes. No, there's something I had to now discover what that is. I discovered what it is, and I haven't got the time to tell you. But what it is, you've got to... I began to have a walking machine, a treadmill. I changed my diet. And I adjusted myself. See, I adjusted it in a different way. But mentally, spiritually, when he said, if I may just finish the point, sometimes I get carried away and not finish the point. I didn't get angry. I wasn't shocked when he says, your bypass failed. I did not feel any shock. And when he says, but the good news is you've got 4 brand new arteries. That was 17 years ago, and right now my blood pressure normal is 110 over 60. That's it. Right now to this old man. And guess what? My prostate was a mess. The doctor says, it's like a big... Listen, I'm sharing something with you personally, so it might do you some good from my own experience. I'm not talking out of two sides of my mouth at the same time like the politicians. I'm saying that's what it was. He had to cut half of it in order to keep pressure from closing down. So half of it disappeared. And 2 more operations didn't do any better. And so the years went by. I had to use catheters and things like that. Years get by. My heart is getting stronger. I'm swimming 3-4 miles. Okay, 2-4 miles. I can run. Can't run right now. You're getting a bit too old. But the thing is, guess what? The urologist looked at me. He says, not much wrong with you. It just needs a little turp and bingo, normal. Now I'm a completely whole man, and I'm not talking to you out of both sides of my mouth. I didn't go to school, but I know what faith is. And I talked to my daughter. Said she started to cry and jump into the arms of her husband, in a manner of speaking, and she's listening to me. Have faith. So you just calm down, doesn't cost any more. It is what it is. It's something. Now, the reason why she can get better is to make a right choice in the operation. And she's going to choose the right. Sew it up if you can. Use the animal parts. Because I'll tell you in a minute, second, because there's not much time to. 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. Okay, so it's just, sometimes I forget, there's so much going on here, I forget. So but the point is, the animal part that's needed, the immune system will gnaw away it. That's why it won't last. Well, however they do, it's clever, and very clever, and brilliant. But sooner or later, the body will eat away at it. It's a foreign object. So it will last 5 years to 10 years. That's the route at 15 years the most. That's the route she needs to take, but not the iron piece of machinery, because if she could learn to understand what her problem is that made her overweight and carry around that extra weight like 100 pounds, she wouldn't be in this mess. She's a very good woman. She's a wonderful, wonderful wife. She's a wonderful mother. But it's that little thing. So little things. Honest, sweet, kind. Everything. I love her. See? And I'm going to give her the good advice. And it's better than the doctor, because the doctor knows what to do for the average person who doesn't know how to find the root. So they take the most serious aspect and do as much as they can. Do the whole thing. They do more than they need to. They'll do more than they need to. Somebody will say, "I'd give me the mechanical part." See, and you can do that to your prostate too if you want to. Just turn on the tap, the key. No, thank you. See, but they do it because I just want to just enjoy my life, and they're not interested in what caused them to have the problem. But this family, I'm at the head of the family, I hope. And they listen to me. But they can't always get it any more than anybody else, because they come into the world in sin. They're born into it. It doesn't matter who I am. It just passes into them. And then sooner or later I lose track of them because they're married and they have their own lives. And they make these mistakes. And then they get frustrated. The biggest problem seems to be just eating too much, and just one of them. Okay, it's just too much. There's other things we got problems with. We've got problems. But I used to have a little bit of problem, but not much. I was blessed to begin with. I don't know how I survived it. But I survived long enough to write a book on it. But you don't need a book. All you need is 7-minute meditation. It's just you only need 7 minutes meditation to calm you down and have faith into it. Have faith, you go into everything calmly with wisdom. You'll be able to see it clearly. All right, that's all I want to say. So now I want to bless my daughter. She's going to have it tomorrow, have operation. And I know she's going to do it. She's already informed the doctor. She doesn't want the Iron Lady. So that's it. Because she's the person who sees where she's wrong. But it took her all those years for her to see it's wrong, as many times as I told her. And it happened exactly what I said would be. Your cart is a machine and you can't carry around that weight. And so now you have to look at what it... Because she didn't think there was anything wrong. She was living a good life, a happy life. And there were little odds and ends, that's the way that things are. That's all I'm saying. Now, I'm going to take my calls. I'm not going to read this stuff now because... It's deteriorated. Excuse me, putting it this way. The people are calling in from all over. All right. I hope that was helpful to you, Jacob. Age 19. Is it Jacob? I don't hear. David. I don't hear Jacob. He's not there.
I'm here.
Hello, Jacob.
Hi, Mr. Masters.
What can I do for you, young man?
As you already know, I'm 19, and I'm just having a lot of anxiety, and I'm nervous. I'm scared about starting college and going through that particular part of my life, and I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do as a career, and it's very overwhelming.
I see that. Are your parents pushing you?
No. They're not pushing me in a bad way, but they're just pushing me.
No. Are they pushing you?
No.
You answered me not correctly. You didn't get let me decide what the bad way is, okay? Are they pushing you?
Yeah, pushing me to go to college, is that what you're asking?
Yes. Is it your idea?
I want to go to college.
Is it your idea to go to college, or is it their idea?
It's both of our ideas.
Oh, no, but do you have an idea? Do you have a self of your own?
No, not exactly, no.
Then you don't go. What you need to do is hold back until, in other words, don't make a decision. Say, Dad, Mom, thank you for, I don't know what to do yet. I have to wait. If I'm under pressure to do this, and then I'm subject to pressure all my life. And you're being subject to pressure, this for which reason you're having anxiety, because you're secretly resenting your parents. They mean well, and you said you're correct, they do mean well, but they're not doing right. So you don't know, but they love you. They do love you, it's very clear, but they don't know what love is. Love is to leave you alone. What would you like to do with your life? Well, I don't know, think about it. Because it seems like they've brought you up fairly well, am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, so you've got good parents, right?
Correct.
Yeah, they're not good enough. You tell them for me they're good, but not good enough. They're unconsciously pushing you and making something important, that something has to be your own, coming from within you. Who are you born to serve? Your parents, the system, or you're born to listen to the wordless word in your heart? You can't only be fulfilled with a wordless word in your heart. I gave an example, and I keep giving this example to my program, to listeners, of a lady called before and graduated to this particular subject, but the little girl made it very clear. She said, she calls me grandpa when she talks to me. She's 7 years old when she started talking to me, and this first thing she says, is it okay to say no to my grandma who wants to give me gifts? I said, do you feel the pull? And she says, yes, I do. That's temptation. Don't take the... I said, you have to take... He said, but what if I do? I said, if you say no to your parent, to your grandma, if you say no, she'll go crazy, she'll throw the toys into a garbage can, she'll try to make you look stupid and angry as if you are rejecting her. You are. And you need to reject that in a polite way. The answer is, no, thank you, grandma. See? And it happened. I said, can you stand still quietly when she starts to get angry and throws the toys in the garbage? She says, yes, grandpa, I can. And she did it. And she was calm. And the grandmother did exactly what I said, threw the toys in the garbage can, ran out like hell. But it was heaven that was chasing her. See? You need to listen to the voice in your heart. Wait until you see. Wonder, what am I here for? What are you? It's time for you to know. And you will know. Get a job. Get a skill. And do something to make an income. Yes, we're having a little problem at this. Yes, okay. So a little problem that
I look better to employers in the future.
What was that, Jacob?
I've like I mentioned, I've I've been thinking about going to college because I want to earn a degree.
Yes.
So I look better towards employers, knowing that I have a background in college.
Yes, but the point is, what you need to do in my opinion, is to, the anxiety you're feeling is the pressure from your parents, who don't mean to pressure you. They want to be kind to you. And you think that a degree will help you. No, it will. A degree will not help you at all. It could also make you an actor on the stage. In other words, all knowledge and no common sense. The average person who goes to school has all knowledge and no common sense. And if you look at the these statistics, you see that the college people can't find any jobs. They haven't got any character. You need to go through the trials and tribulations. You need to give that. You need to learn to listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Go for walks. And just wonder, what's meaning in life? You don't have to repeat it. But you just leave it alone. Leave it alone for a little while. Little for 6 months. Little, maybe you don't know when it's going to come to you. But don't let people push you into absorbing knowledge. All knowledge and no common sense. One will drive the other one away. But if you wait for a little while, you'll know what to do. Intuitiveness begins to wake up, you won't be. Listen, you know what I did? I was 15 years old. I got interested in hypnosis, and so I was a diamond cutter. I learned a trade, went around the world and making a living with it. But that thing about hypnosis got me to writing and starting a business, the Institute of Hypnosis, for years and years. And I learned about it, that is the evil that runs the world, that runs through people, that most people don't have a mind of their own and don't know it. Nearly all the people on earth have a mind, do not know they have a mind of their own. You don't have a mind of your own. And until you find a mind of your own, which means God owns you. His purpose, not your parents' purpose or anybody else's purpose or anybody else's like their purposes. I say to you, cool your jets. If you do go into college this way, you will fail. You will fail. And you will fail because you didn't heed my voice. I'm warning you, this is dangerous. This is a dangerous moment. It's an age, but you must be gracious to your father and mother. I really don't know what I want yet. What kind of skills do you have at 19? I was a journeyman diamond cutter. Yes, what skill do you have?
I really don't have any skills.
You don't know how the skills. You got to get some skills. I have about 10. Okay, we're both there.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Jacob, listen, I got many skills. I'll give you an example. When my business came under attack in Houston, Texas, the Institute of Hypnosis from the Medical Society couldn't function anymore, couldn't have any living anymore. And they accused me of practicing medicine without a license. Remember, I was helping people, and I'm helping people to this very day. I've discovered how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder and a whole range of psychiatry problems that they can't fix. And so therefore, I'm under attack. I'm under attack then. It's 50, 60 years ago. Okay, it's a long time ago. But that's why I'm on the air, to share my discoveries, because I have no education at all. You think I have education? Zero. I don't want it, but it doesn't mean to say you couldn't have it. For me, for my I want to become a doctor or a scientist. I'm both. There's something about I'm a metaphysical scientist. No, that's not the way of saying it. A theoretical physicist, meaning I have no education, but I know exactly how the universe is created. And on the doctor side, because my father died, I had to go out to work. And so I had to go to work when I was 14 or 15, I forget. And I developed skills, diamond cutting, and I made a living at it. But I knew in my mind what something says to me. It's doctor. I'd like to be a doctor. My father dies at 42. I can't be a doctor. I can't be a physicist. I am both of those and better than most of them. See, they're afraid of me. The physicists are afraid of me right now because I've got the key to the existence. And the psychiatrists are now coming around to me and seeing I've helped thousands of psychiatrists to change the, just throw their learning away and do it the way I'm trying to say to you. You need to go to the to do that meditation exercise, 7-minute meditation, and clear your mind and so that you will see things for yourself. So what I'm trying to say here is that I didn't know what my future was. All I know is what am I here for? I'm not here to serve my mother and father. My mother and father would set me free. They will bring me up and set me free to find my way. That's what my father says. You know, what's the purpose of life, Dad? I used to say to him before he died. He says, I can't tell you, but you have to find it for yourself. You have to find it for yourself. So you have to go. I had to be a diamond cutter. I didn't want to be a diamond cutter. See, but the diamond cutter gave me a skill. You need a skill. You don't need a damn, excuse the expression, you don't need one of those parchments. Those doesn't help you. Unless you have a love for something and it dovetails with what's being offered to you at school. But even then, I had the advantage of rejecting anything I saw that didn't make any sense. I can talk to you about science, and I can show you where they start with matter. And this matter created itself. It didn't create itself, but the atheists in their mind, that's how they think. I know how the first particle appeared. I know exactly how it's done. I hold it back now. I've got it complete. And one of these days when I have the proper opportunity, I shall share it. But right now I'm sharing me. I'm sharing the psychiatry of it, if you can call it psychiatry. It's metaphysical. I'm saying to you, young man, you need to have a mind of your own, and you need to thank your mother and father. Thank them very much. But I know you mean, but I don't know what to do. I do need to get a skill. So find something that you like to do. Build a car in your backyard and buy and sell it, buy a cheap one and fix it. Something practical that you could teach yourself. That's what all my kids did. Okay. What do you say, David? Would you come in and say, oh, yes, I see all the calls. Jacob, I hope I'm making the point. Are you okay?
Yes, I am. You're making clear sense.
That's all I want to do. You love your father, but he knows not what he's doing. I do. You need to be free of your dad and wait and see. There's no hurry. Okay? Find a skill. Okay, thank you. Hello, Andrew in Utah. I never got to my subject tonight. I've been fiddling around. Yeah, I know, it's neat. It's neat, Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Is he there? You have to put him on, you know. I don't hear him. Oh, don't fall off the cliff. How you doing there? Is it Cliff?
Well, if you're looking to talk to Cliff, yes, I am here.
Hello, how you doing, Obi?
How are you, Mr. Masters?
I'm doing just fine. I'm just a little bit discombobulated this evening because I got lots of little things that sitting on my, you know. So well, otherwise, I'd like to help you.
Well, here's, I guess what I have going on in my life right now is I don't know. Do you want to know how old I am?
Yes. How old are you?
Okay, I'm 35 years old.
Well, you sound like older than that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm 35. I was recently approached by my by the deacon of my parish. I'm a Catholic man, and I was approached by the pastor of my parish as well, and they want.
But
me
you have
to,
anxiety. Are you referring to the anxiety I see on the screen that church wants you to be a deacon and you have anxiety? Is that what it is?
Well, they would like me to. The thing is I think God is calling me to do something.
Well, we don't know that. I don't think you need to think. I think you need to know. It's a big difference.
Okay. I know God is calling me to do something.
I'm sure. I'm sure. But you've got to be very careful that temptation. See, the anxiety here is to put you on a pedestal. So you're going to be put on a pedestal if you're the deacon. You've got to get a raise. Mm-hmm. And your ego goes with it, raises with it. And so there's the anxiety. Are you meant for that? It's because if you're meant for it, then everybody says, well, I'm sure everything they give you to do, you'll do well. I'm quite sure of that. But the point is, you feel obligated. There's a pressure, an obligation to do it. But the conflict is that you haven't seen for yourself that it's good. Because if you can see it for yourself, the answer will be, oh, yes, that's an interesting thing. And you're not excited. You're not excited or upset, you know, or have any anxiety. The emotions that you are feeling are the fact that you're being lifted up in praise of your status and your graciousness. You're a nice, gracious gentleman, I see that. And you mean well. And maybe they mean well, and so it doesn't matter, but doesn't mean to say their well is well, or the will of God, as far as you're concerned. So if you have anxiety, you need to say, I need to think about this for a while, and take the stress off. And if they want to give it to somebody else, let it be that way. But do not, if you feel anxiety about something, something is telling you no.
My main anxiety lately has come from the fact that now they require that you have a 4-year degree, and that was the reason.
Oh, there it goes. You don't need to be.
You were talking earlier about the fact that higher education and. I looked at my deacon and I gave him a look like, really? So if I don't have a 4-year degree, all of a sudden I'm not meeting the standards. And
then you get the deeply buried in intellectual.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In other words, Roy Masters has no degrees.
Okay, I understand that.
But I
have a degree, but I don't have what they want to call a 4-year degree.
Yeah, so. They're just going to pull you deeper into it, and that is something warning you, don't do it.
Okay.
And they don't do it until it's apparent. Well, that's nice. Thank you. And in other words, if there's a feeling, any kind of feeling, anxiety, or, oh, it's so wonderful, oh dear, you know, or it's pushed on you, obligated. You've got to watch for the feelings there. So watch for the feelings, because the feelings blot out your intuition. It's a pipeline. It's sort of like a pipeline. It will carry oil. It will carry water, but oil and water isn't the purpose of your beingness. You are how can I say it? You are a who. You're like a pipeline.
Yes.
You're like a pipeline. And so you have the oil, you've got the water, whatever's going through it. But you need to go have God flow through that. If there's emotions are in the way, anger. Yes.
I know that God talks to me.
That's right.
Because, and it even applies to this. Before, the current deacon at my parish approached me, mm-hmm. I talked to my wife about becoming a deacon. And I knew that there was some calling for me. And one day when we were at Mass, and I was sitting next to her, and the deacon always walks around the church right before Mass. And he came to us, and he said, I need to talk to you after Mass. He kind of said, just come have a word with me, you know. And after Mass, we went there, and he said, I really want you to consider becoming a deacon. And my wife kind of looked at me like, have you been talking to Deacon Richard at all? And I said, no, absolutely not. So I know in my heart that this has been coming to me, but where I got hung up tonight was the fact that our Catholic Church is going to require that a man has a 4-year degree now. And that's my only anxiety.
Okay,
that.
And listen to me. What's your name again?
My name's Cliff.
Oh, Cliff. I should remember that. I'll hold the line. Can you hold the line a minute?
I can.
Thank you so much. And I have something I want to say to you. Don't go away.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right. I hate to do this, but I have to ask you, we've only got about 4 or 5 months left, your country's finished. And these callers calling enables me to say, this is what's wrong. It's a simple thing. It's all it's the same thing, pressure on you. And so, but look at me. I have a foundation of human understanding. Guess what it is? It's a church. And guess what the status is? 501c3. What is 501c3 legally? The same level as the Catholic Church. I don't have anybody to take my place. I'm the only one. I'm the one that has the knowledge. And then when I die, my family understands that's what they can't do. One of them could do. They can do a good job. But they can't do the same thing as me exactly. Or they may one day do those things. So there's a calling. Just because I have siblings doesn't entitle them to my position. And you can look at all the different Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses. You don't hear anything about Einstein's kids. Even though they're not genius, they went to school. I mean, Einstein didn't go to school as much as you think. He was just took the little pieces of genuine pieces of things, and read from his friends. He never hardly ever went to the lectures because his mind was being driven in a different way. But he needed a degree, so that's how he managed it. So he managed it by just getting clips, little. Little dollops of wisdom and putting it together and answering the question without cheating. And you did that. I'm saying to you the same thing now. Foundation of Human Understanding is a nonprofit organization. It's a 501c3 church. But however, to have somebody to take my place right now, I just need a few. I've got members of the family, but the point is they may not be the members of the family. They may be in the charge of it, but not on radio. Until somebody can come and equal what I'm doing, even though I bluster a little bit here and there, it's got to be me. Wouldn't you rather have Jesus on video and on radio and on tape, so you could, rather than what they say about Jesus? Okay.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So I want to talk to Cliff, please, if you don't mind. Cliff, I don't have a degree. How is it I have a church on the same status as your church, the Catholic Church? But I don't have a whole lot of people. It's just me and a few people that follow me. I don't know what's going to happen. But the point is, I have become the doctor I want to be. I want to be a doctor. I thought, in my mind, that's what I'd like to be. But my father dies. What happens? I'm a diamond cutter. But God finds a way. He finds a way for me. So now I'm a physicist without having to go to school. And I'm one step ahead because the education doesn't get in my way. I don't want to be able to believe somebody just because they say it. I have to say to myself, that doesn't work. I don't believe it. And then they throw me out. I got to have my own idea of it. Unless I can throw all those silly pieces out or just remember it and just throw it away when I get my degree, it'll be different. I couldn't do that. I had to get it raw. I had to get it through trial and tribulation. But here I am. I'm not, and people who come after me, they have to have it within them. When you go to church, you got 1,000 different ways. You got 1,000 preachers, each having their own. They get in the way. They get in the way. Jesus says you have no need for them because the Holy Spirit. You have no need that you need to teach any man. Any man teach you. Is that correct or not?
Well, I know that there's a set way that the Catholic Church operates every Sunday.
You do it? Can you memorize things and jump through hoops and still be true to yourself? That's the question. If you can do that, then you do it. If you can't, your anxiety is telling you you're not ready.
I guess I agree. My biggest hang-up was the education factor of it.
You should be careful.
I really didn't think that they would require higher education, because for my whole life, I've never agreed with higher education.
Okay, let me just jump in. Let me jump in again. If I could find a person, and even in my family, they're all good, they all know what, they understand me. And they benefit from it. Doesn't mean to say that they should preach or stand in my place. There's no obligation for that, just because you're born to me. I don't want to spoil them. They are what they are. And so they're listening. So they understand. And there's no reason that they should follow me, none of them. So, but they cannot. They can work and for the foundation, because it's an organization. What happens when I die? But if I can find somebody who gets it, exactly the same way as I got it. Exactly, meaning it came and it blossomed. And they listen to me year quietly, and all of a sudden that person appears. And I see he knows he'd get a job. But still, since we have radio and we have videos, I have plenty of that. So, I just must continue and let them I don't know how, what's going to come from that. My older son says he could do the job. And he said he could. And David, listening to me, he could do it too. Yeah, that's right. The youngest and the oldest, they're both qualified to be able to do this. Now, none of the others. But the question is that calling, or is it just, you know, am I just giving them a job? That's the question. So I have to be, I'm almost 88 years old. If I go to 100, it's possible. I'm being refitted, so to speak. So, but it has to come. The most perfect way is intuition. You follow your intuition, and if the intuition is juxtaposed against something, if you feel anxiety about something, you need to stop before you look before you leap. And that's what you're doing. I would suggest you just wait. Say, this is very kind of you to do this. Okay. All right. So we have nobody left. Okay. Because we're just running to listen. This program turned into something I didn't plan on, just like it's supposed to be. I had all kinds of things to say to you. But the 7-minute meditation is available at antidoteforall.com if you want to go to a private place. Just, it's all it's got, meditation, 7 minutes. Or you can go to foundationofhumanunderstanding.com, meaning FHU.com, foundationfhu.com. And go to the website and download for no charge the 7-minute meditation. You try that to begin with. If it works, you may want to go on to $10 and get the Cure Stress download. It's very cheap. And that's all I got. Then you could spend $12 a month and go through my archives. Thousands. It's 55 years of stuff. And I take some of that stuff, booklets and books, and revisit them and use those thoughts, because I'm an old geezer. I said, I write this. Did I really write it? I don't remember writing it, but I did write it. I'm just enjoying seeing the faults in it. There wasn't any. It just needs to be, it just triggers other things. Oh, I missed out this. I missed out that. That's how I look at my own work. It's always fresh. I don't plan for anything. If I stumble, I stumble. I don't have to be embarrassed by that. If I lose a word, big deal. I love what I do. I want to continue till I'm 110. So would you do me a favor? You may not exist for the next year, towards the end of this year, because your country's falling apart very quickly. And you don't understand the forces that are doing that. And I need to help you to understand that. Please support this program quickly. How's the show? All right, no. Okay. My name's Roy Masters. Here's the number you need to call. 800-877-3227, business hours, West Coast time. But there's a answering service at night that will take your order. And we're going to do that through the weekend too. And the address, if you want to send a check, thank you, tax deductible, is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon. 97528. Thank you very much for supporting my program. Hurry, hurry, hurry.